Even I, even I, we both search my sheep and seek them out. That is God speaking. Then verse 16 says, now I will seek that which was lost. Amen. And bring again that which was driven away. Amen. That's the promise of God. Every soul that has been lost to the camp of the devil, God said he will bring them back in Jesus' name. Now, and those that have been driven away, the power of God will bring them back in Jesus' name. And we bind up that which was broken, and we strengthen that which was sick. That means anyone sick among them, the power of God will restore them. The power of God will heal them. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will feed them with judgment. That means anyone that may want to lead them astray, the power of God will liberate them from their hands in the name of Jesus. So you are going to unmute your devices and pray. You are going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the multitude of souls that you drafted to be important this year. Go ahead, let's give him time. Father, I thank you for the multitude of souls that you drafted to be important in this year. To you be all the glory this morning, Father. We have come to say thank you. We have come to say thank you for the multitude of souls that you drafted into your church in this year. To you be all the glory, to you be all the honor, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the multitude of souls that you drafted into your church in this year. You are worthy of our prayer. You are worthy of our prayer. You are worthy of our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed.
Amen.
Your next prayer point, you are going to pray and say, Father,
Father,
arise in your mighty power,
arise in your mighty power,
and rescue,
rescue
all the sheep
all the
you
sheep
have brought into Jesus' house. From the
house
of wolves, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and make that your prayer. There are a lot of wolves in the church. There are a lot of wolves in the church. Only wolves can attack the God universal. Yeah, you know, wolves do not contribute to God, but rather they contribute to themselves. Wolves are the ones who destroy their soul. For it is after what they will get from that. Try to go and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, they will say, you know, the wolves will invite them for party, but they will not invite them for salvation. They are saying, Father, deliver the sheep that you have brought into Jesus' house from the mouth of wolves. In the name of Jesus, and deliver them, O Lord, from the mouth of wolves. Deliver the sheep that you have brought into Jesus' house from the mouth of wolves. In the name of Jesus, deliver the sheep that you have brought into Jesus' house from the mouth of wolves and the body of Christ. Magadi, Yakadayanda, Yakoshana. Father, deliver the sheep that you have brought into Jesus' house from the mouth of wolves. Deliver them all from the sheep of wolves. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed.
Amen.
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 It sounds like it's only three voices that I'm hearing. I want you to join us to pray. Your next prayer point, you are going to pray and say, Father, arise and expose.
Arise and expose
every wolf in sheep clothing.
Every wolf in sheep clothing.
Jesus has and the body of Christ, go ahead and make that your prayer.
Jesus has and God has
told them that they cannot do anything. That is their activity has been paralyzed. So we have better in our means.
Let your
power and
preserve
in the name of Jesus.
not even
our young men away.
Oh God,
We are free.
Amen.
Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Expose their walk and paralyze their activity over Jesus' house. Expose their walk and paralyze the activity over Jesus. All our infants in the mighty name of Jesus. Before anything happened in the physical, it has already been done in the spiritual. You are going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Our services shall not be destroyed.
Our services shall not be disorganized.
To cancel any of our program, that agenda will not stand. Go ahead and pray. You are doing well, and this your last prayer is for yourself. You are praying for the church now. Pray for this prayer for yourself. You are going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Expose and paralyze the activity.
Expose and paralyze the activity.
Of as many that are appearing to be friends, but they are enemies to me. Go ahead and pray. Expose and paralyze the activity. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone who appears to be men of Jesus' house, but they are not Father exposed. Analyze their activity. Anyone that may be friends of our children, our men, our women, but they are not Lord exposed and paralyze their activity. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone that may appear to be our friend, but they are not Lord exposed and paralyze their activity. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone that may appear to be our friend, but they are not Father exposed and paralyze their activity. In the name of Jesus, anyone that may appear to be the friend of our little children, they are not their friends. Father exposed and paralyze their activity. In the name of Jesus, anyone who appears to be the friend of all our children, anyone who appears to be my friend, but they are not my friend. Now you may mute your devices and begin to thank God for all this testimony. You've been good. You are so good. God is good to me. God is good to me. My God is good. God is good to me. Oh, you've been good. You are so good. God is good to me. Alle, alle, alle. Hallelujah. Alle, alle, alle. Hallelujah. Alle, alle, alle. Hallelujah. God is good to me. Hallelujah. Alle, alle, alle. Hallelujah, my ayam. Alle, alle, alle. Hallelujah. Alle, alle, alle. Hallelujah. God is good to me. Father, you are good to us as individual, as family, as a church. You are good to us. Testimony never ceases in our midst. We are grateful. Testimony from the 14 days of glory. Testimonies of victories. Testimonies of visitations. Testimonies of addition of life. Birthday, to you be all the glory. Thank you for December the 27th, the year 2023. Thank you for all you have done for us yesterday. Thank you for what you have started to do today. Thank you for beginning well with us. We thank you for exposing and paralyzing the activities of wolves in sheep clothing, both in our midst, in our families, in our neighborhood. To you be all the glory. We thank you for moving your church forward and for moving your work forward. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Lord, you have always been taking over this slip of clay. Take it over. Let everything that proceeds from this slip be such that bring honor to you, be such that bring glory to you, be such that lead to edification, revival, healings, liberation, joy, be such that leads to progress, be such that leads to hope. Lord, let it be in the name of Jesus. Amen. And Lord, let it be unto salvation. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. And the people of God will shout a big amen. Amen. God bless you and your household in Jesus' name. Amen. Spiritual vacation is very dangerous. If you have been on fire for God, but suddenly you're getting cold, it is not healthy for you. So I want to encourage you while you take time to rest before we start the new year. Please don't go on spiritual vacation. Please do not embark on spiritual vacation. You can embark on physical vacation, but don't embark on spiritual vacation, because spiritual vacation is very dangerous. There is a song in my local language. Satani kusimi, Christiani yusimi, something like that. It means that Satan is not resting, but Christians are resting. So please, it's okay to take physical vacation, but don't take spiritual vacation. And in the name of Jesus, your household, my household, the church, will not be a victim of wolves in Jesus' name. Yeah. Turn your Bible with me to James chapter 3, verse 7. We stopped at, verse 6 yesterday. James 7, God has been speaking to us on the subject, let thy garment be always white. By now, by God's grace, we understand what it means, our body, our heart. And now we are beginning to look at what are the things that actually stains people's garment. The number four that we talked about yesterday is uncontrolled tongue. When somebody has a loose tongue. And so we understand what that looks like. But then we were unable to look at how we can do it. Now, James chapter 3, I'm going to read from verse 7 to 12. Now, for every kind of beast and of birds and of the serpent and of things in the sea is tamed and had been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. Did you hear that? He didn't say, can God not tame? Can no man tame? It's different from God cannot tame the tongue. So we said, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men. We cannot be blessing God with our mouth and be cursing men with the same mouth, which are made after the similitude of God. Verse 10, out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursing. It should not be. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Let's read verse 11 and verse 12 together on mute your devices. James 3, 11 to 12. James 3, 11 to 12. Let's unmute our devices and read it together. One, two, go.
Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, be in a hell barren, and then it barrenness? No, so can enough find 40 years salt water and fresh.
Fresh water. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. You may please mute your devices. So, how do we tame or control our tongue? It is very clear. The Bible has made us to understand the tongue is an unruly evil. That's why sometimes the things you don't want to say, you find yourself saying them. Things you don't want to talk about, you start talking about them. Why? Because the tongue is an unruly evil. Now, by our own strength, we cannot tame the tongue. The Bible has said it, and the word of God cannot be broken. But it doesn't mean God cannot. And so how do we control or tame our tongue? Number one, yield yourself to the help of God. That's why the Bible made us to understand it. It said that can no man tame. Verse 8, but the tongue can no man tame. But with God, nothing is impossible. So God can tame your tongue, but you can't do it yourself. What do we mean? To break bad or ungodly habit requires the help of God. Don't let psychologists fool you. Don't let all the theories and all of them, deceive you, brethren. Bad habit, if somebody said that their problem is, pornography, and psychologists recommend that, well, you just take some rest before you go to bed, you just do this, while they have their own work to do. The truth is that to break bad habits in a man, in a child, in a woman, it is God. To build a new habit, it is God. And so if you're somebody who is given to talking too much, having uncontrolled tongue, you need the help of God. And so, but because the Bible said in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9, 1 Samuel 2, 9, the Bible made us to understand that and he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. So by strength, you can't tame your own mouth, you can't tame your lips, you can't tame your tongue. You need to go to God and say, Lord, I cannot do this by myself. Help me. He's the one that created your tongue. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. So we don't get things done by human strength. You need the help of God. So don't let anybody tell you you can control your tongue by yourself. Well, there's a role you will play, but it is God that will tame your tongue. Number two is be quick to hear and slow to speak. That one you can do. You may not be able to control the tongue. God can take care of that one. What God can take care of, then let God take care of it. But the one you can take care of is be quick to hear. Sometimes there are people who, before they hear the conclusion of the matter, they jump into conclusion. We must hear the conclusion of the matter before we make our judgment. Now, James chapter 1, verse 19, and I want us to read that together as well. James chapter 1, verse 19. Let's unmute our devices as we read James chapter 1, 19 together. James chapter 1, verse 19 together. One to go. Wherefore, my beloved,
let every man be slow to hear, slow to speak, slow to.
God bless you. Yes. We must be quick to hear and slow to speak. If you practice it one day at a time, it will help you to be able to control what comes out of your mouth. Sometimes we might be eager to just talk, to make input or something. Learn to hear very well before you speak. Make it a practice. Start with small things. Maybe a matter that will come before you today. Remember, quick to hear. Be eager to hear, but very slow to speak. That will help you. Talking is a gift, but we must not allow talking to send us in the wrong direction. It's a gift from God. There are people who cannot talk. But then we, that God has given that gift, please don't let it also lead you astray. Don't let it defy your garment. As many who cannot talk, you may know, the power of God will restore them in Jesus' name. In the multitude of words, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. Proverbs 10, verse 19. In the multitude of words, in the multitude of words, there wanted not saying. So the reason you must be quick to hear and slow to speak is that if you talk too much, what happens is there is sin inside that. You tend to exaggerate words. You tend to overinflate figures. You tend to narrate stories that are not true. You tend to cite examples. So in the multitude of words, there wanted us sin. But he that reframeth his lip is what? Is wise. If you're looking at the Bible says, if you reframe, that means if you control your tongue, your lip, you are wise. May God make us wise in the mighty name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now, number three is prayer. Prayer. Be a woman given to prayer. Be a man given to prayer. Be a person given to prayer. Why? Prayer can break bad habits in yourself, in anyone around you, your spouse, your children, anyone. Prayer can break bad habits. But because oftentimes we don't make those things prayer point, like the way we pray that our enemies will fall and scatter, is that we don't make them focus. For instance, to anyone who may think they talk too much, or who's a true talker, who have uncontrolled tongue, they may never see it as a problem. And so because if they never see it as a problem, they never take it to God in prayer. And but then the one they see as problem is enemy and so on, there and that. But you see, anyone with an uncontrolled tongue, it's a major problem. I mean, a big problem, bigger than enemies outside. So take it to God in prayer. The Bible admonishes that we should pray without ceasing. We should pray without what? Season. That means pray always. Pray at all time. Pray at all time. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. So prayer, in the place of prayer, bad habits are destroyed. Godly habits are destroyed. Then in the place of prayer as well, good habits, godly habits are also cultivated. Yes, it's cultivated. So that's why you must give yourself to prayer. Prayer, fasting. Prayer, fasting is a way to control your tongue. And then also, lastly, we are going to read Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 together. Make Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 your daily watchword. So we are going to omit our devices as we read it together. Make Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 your daily watchword. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. All right? If you are there, omit your devices as we read it together. Number 4 is make Philippians 4, verse 8 your daily watchword. One to go.
Finally, brethren,
whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any mention.
And if they have any Christian condescension.
Now you can mute your devices and begin to pray. First, thank God for the word you have heard. Mute your devices. Thank God for the word you have heard. And two, pray, Lord, help me to refrain my lips. Help me to control my tongue. Lord, destroy the bad habit of uncontrolled tongue in my life. Lord, let new habit be formed. Go ahead and pray, wherever you've been. Make sure you're praying for yourself. Are you here? You are not born again this morning. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. He cares for you, has great plans for you. You are not born again. I want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin in Jesus' name. And help me to live a life of holiness before you. In the name and help me to tame my tongue, to refrain my tongue in the name of Jesus. To you be all the glory. Help me, Lord Jesus, to refrain my lips always in Jesus' name. Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer, forgive them their sins, write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Now go ahead and pray. Add your personal prayer point, what you desire that the Lord would do for you today. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and now go ahead and give him thanks. He has answered your prayer. Make sure you were praying. Father, I thank you for answers to our prayers. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch forth your hand. If you are sick in your body, just lay your hand upon that part of your body. Brethren, I have observed, I have seen the power of God heal, not just myself, my household, again and again and again. So it is God's will that we live in good health. Because it's only somebody that's in good health that can fulfill the purpose of God. And that's why we always pray for the sick daily. So stretch forth your hand. But if you're sick in your body, you're feeling pain anywhere, just lay that hand upon that spot, and the power of God will heal you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you for this blessed morning. I thank you for answers to our prayer. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, Father, Lord, we have come to you for help. We know by strength shall no man prevail. According to your word in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9b, by strength shall no man prevail. And then your word tells us that the tongue is an unruly thing. Lord, and no man can tame it, but you can tame it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you can tame our tongue. We release our tongue into your mighty hand. Please tame it for us in Jesus' name. Where we are supposed to speak, help us to speak. Where we are supposed to be silent, help us to be silent. Lord, help us to know what to do per time in the name of Jesus. Help us to reframe our lips and that we may be wise in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for all your children, anyone who might be sick physically, spiritually, who have laid their hands upon their body, believing you for healing. Right now, Father, let your healing power begin to flow. Jesus, you said by your stripes we are healed. So I decree, be healed in the name of Jesus. I pray for you all your glorious and desire turn to testimony. By the time we meet today, you'll be singing a new song. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Amen, amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you.